Kumlana Black and Murder represents from Gimel Ahmed Aleph. On top of the page. We went through the how we give the lashes, we tie him down to a post, and all that. Says the Gemara, my timer, what's the reason? Mishum Nikla. The reason is because he gets embarrassed. How do you know that the strap should be made out of cowhide? The chesiv it says arboim yakenu. It says you should give him 39 lashes. And the some mechlei, and immediately after that it says leisachsim shay bedisha. You shouldn't muzzle the mouth of a cow while they're threshing. So if we learn out that how do you give the lashes with the hide of a cow? Hide of a cow. So when the Gemara starts up, my time, we're talking about why you pull his top off. It's embarrassing. Talking about this pasul sachshim, how do you know that a yivama should not live in mukashchin? I know yivama that her, the one who raped her, or sorry, her brother-in-law was the one who was a mukashchin, somebody that you wouldn't really want to marry. She said, "I don't want to marry him." The dinner, she doesn't have to. That we don't encourage her to marry you. We don't muzzle her mouth. Afterwards, it says, so therefore, if it's not right for her, it's not a good fit, don't convince her to marry the guy. Again, Sheish and Rabbi Elazar lived many years apart. So obviously, there's the people in between. Kol ha-mevaze es ha-moedim. Anybody insults the moedim, which is the machlek, is the Rambam and Rashi. We had this already in Mor Sanhedrin. According to the Rambam, it means yomtiv, and according to Rashi, it means chol ha-moed. Whoever denigrates yomtiv or chol ha-moed, ki ilu oved avoid zod, there's no difference. Tantamount to worship of avoid zod. Chesiv, it says, hey, ma'aseicha loy sasal chod, don't make yourself these idol sculptures. The samachlei, in the next passage says, as chag ha-matzas tishma, you should keep your yomtiv. So we see that they're on the same level. Kol ha-mesapit, so all of these are said of Sheish and Rabbi Elazar, things to do with the different sayings. Call him a sapper lashon hara. Whoever relates lashon hara, call him a kabel lashon hara, and whoever listens to lashon hara, call him meyidei de sheker. And all of these, somebody testifies falsely. These are all things to do with words. Roel hashlich leklavim. He's worthy of being thrown to the dogs. The chesiv it says like kelev tashlichu noisei, thrown to the dogs. The samachlei, and after that it says loisisa sheim hashav. Do not say things, false things, and krinami beleisasi. You shouldn't carry nor leisasi. You shouldn't be the one who is perpetuating it or who is disseminating it. Back to our Mishnah, stated too, the two straps. Tana, we learned shachamoy made out of the hide from a donkey. Kidadorish shahu galoloi. Alei Rav Chizda, this galoloi said before Rav Chizda. Yod, it says a pasuk. Yod asher kaneu. The shoy knows who the master is. The chamoyer only knows of his bailav. He knows the trough where he gets the food from. He doesn't even know the master. At least he knows the trough where it comes from. Yisrael, but the Eden don't even know that. Lo yoda, they don't know. Ami lo yizbeinim. Says in Amar Baruch Hu, Yavai, let the donkey. Mi shemakir ovid ba'at. At least he appreciates, he knows where his food comes from. The yipara, and he should punish. Mi she'ena makir his bailav. Does not know where his food comes from because he did avedus. Why is he defying my me? He doesn't understand where his food comes from. So maybe that's a just dessert. A just punishment. Yoda tefach, the width is a tefach. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, and what happens is we smack him and it goes around to his navel. Omer Abaye, shmamen of mibilin out. Kol chad v'chad lefungabe avdin le everything. The person, the strap is adjusted according to his size. Omer Rovas, it sounds like we have different size straps. Him kain, not for the two, three. How many straps have to have hanging there? Because every person is a different size. Elomar avaksi isle, it has a bunch of holes. Kiboy miktebe, kiboy marpole. If you want, you have to tie it further or you loosen it. Malkinoisa, we give a Malkis, Minohan Mili. How do you know he has two in the back and one in the front? Amr of Canada, Amr of Canada, and the Pasig, Vihi Pilu Hashaife, Vihi Keyu Lefanaf. Literally means in front of the Shaifet. But we say Lefanaf means in front of the person. Kedeidish Osai, for his issues, Ben Misper, Disha Achaz Mufanaf, so we dash as follows. One smack goes right in front. And Shtedish is Machram, and two go in the back. Ein Malkin Oisai, Omer Rav Chizda said, he should be tilted. He shouldn't be sitting or standing. Chizda says, and then we learned that is doubled over. How do you know it's doubled over? Shnem it says in the pasuk vehi piloi. We said by the shayfet, and we dash as if it says vehich piloi, double over. We need it for itself. We needed to teach the din that we had before by bending over, that we said, you know, how do you know he should be standing or sitting? He should bend over for the word vihi piloi. Im ken licht of kra, yatichi, bend them over. My he piloi, which sounds like hich pila double over. Shmama tajilon, two dinim from here. Hamake, when you hit, make beyode achas, you hit with one hand because you have more strength, more brute force. That I've already learned. Ein mamidin chazonim, what kind of people would you hire to be your executioners? Elam chaside kayach, people are weak. The yisidi madam, big intellectuals. So they reason, and they have to be social, you have to think about whatever it is, so they won't hit him with such a cruelty. Rabbi Yehuda says, I feel like say the mad, even people who do not know many dinim, and they might, you know, hit to smack him more than he should. The Yisrael, the Kayak, the strongest people, it doesn't matter. Amarava Kavasi, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mestabra, actually makes sense more like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chsiv, the Pasik. Lo Yosef, we're warning you, do not give more than 39, because Ben Yosef, if you give more, this is going to happen. They don't know the name, you have to warn him, Lo Yosef. You have to warn him, Ben Yosef. If you tell him, Lo Yosef, end of the story, he understands. Why do they give a warning, Ben Yosef? Is it I, the fact that you say Ben Yosef is
the cleverest guy.
Exactly. But Rabbanan said a famous saying, a mezarzin el mezurif, faket. Even a guy who seems to know everything, they need more warning than anybody else. Because they are the ones who can tie chain everything and have a shuttle for everything. And also, you know, people know already, you give them another warning, you know they'll take it seriously. Tani, we learn, when you lift your hand to smack, you use both hands. But when you strike down, only with one hand, he uses all of his kayach. Then you have them reading the psukim. Tell them what we learned. Hagodol shebedayin. This is the procedure. The gadol shebedayin koyde. The oldest of the dayanim reads the psukim. Hasheni, the second dayan minor, counts them the straps, making sure that you don't give more than he deserves. And vashlishi oymerike. The result. Every time you force smack, smack, smack. This man shemakim ruba. If there's going to be a lot of smacks, marich, you lengthen the psukim. You slow down. If he's going to get the full 39, if he did two avedis, you slow down the psukim so that you should time it in a way, you should sync it that you'll finish the malchus and finish the psukim at the same time. Let's say the medical said that you can only take 18 smacks, and you go, hurry up, mekatsa, you shorten, you make him say quickly, so that you should sync it together with the end of the psukim should be the end of the smacking. Freddy Gimore, in our very Mishnah, we learned, choizil et chilas and make it sounds clear from our Mishnah that they used to repeat, no, they never synced it. Says Gimore, mitzvah et tzimtzum, ideally you should sync it. If you didn't, okay, you repeat it again. Tone Rabbanan, we learned, Makarabe, it says you give him a, it says a mak, it says a pasig makarabe that you should it says you should give him a makarabe. You should not give him a makarabe. Ainly el makarabe. You shouldn't give him a lot of extra smacks. How do you know makamilativ and how do you know even a few small smacks? Tamalim, it says lo yosef. It says bechlal you shouldn't eat. It says in the pasig. That aboyim yakenu, you shouldn't add pen yosef la kaisal ele makarabe. You shouldn't give him a makarabe. So makarabe, we think means multiple. Many. Makarabe means you're supposed to get 39. You give him another 20. How do I know if you give him another 2 or 1? I'm not sure why you say 2. How do I know if you give him another 1? Because there's another pasuk lo yosef without. Just says in the beginning of the pasuk lo yosef without a number. Don't add even anything. 1. Nuim came out tamalei makarabe. So why is the pasuk finish off saying lahakoisa aleilem makarabe? Many limud al reshainish imenak makarabe doesn't mean many; it means very strong. Make sure that whatever you gave he deserves, give with all your keiches. No half-hearted smacks. Okay, in his kalkul, we learned that what happens if he suddenly urinates or he suddenly excretes and he's embarrassed himself, he can go home. Tell him what we learned. I mean, that's a trick how to get out of Malchus. Isn't that a wonderful trick? For we learned, Echad is machle, three shittas. One shittah holds, Echad ish, the Echad isha, bereye, if they excrete, because that's really humiliating. The labor mind, but they just urinate and wet their pants, that's not humiliating enough, and they don't go home for that. Divid ameya. Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, you take a laxative before you go there, and then everything's all right. Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, for a man, wetting the pants is not humiliating, so therefore he only goes home scot-free if he defecates. But a isha even urinates. The chachamim makes no difference. As you had a modicum of shame, that's enough. The whole purpose is v'nikla achicha beinecha. You should be embarrassed. and that's embarrassing in public. It says another Brayis. Rabbi Yehuda says also Echad Ish Echad Isha Berayusa. Rabbi Yehuda says Berayusha is Bemayim. Another Brayis says that urinating. It says another Brayis Ish Isha Beray. Amram Nachman Yitzchok Shneim Shavim Beray. Nachman Yitzchok said no. They both agree that if you defecate, that's humiliating. Rabbi Yehuda, however, argues regarding urinating. The Brayis is not talking about where they argue. Another interesting halacha, kafsu, they tied him down, and then he was able to break out of it, verrotz, and he fled, mebezen potter. They were able to tie him down, and then he fled, he is potter. Okay, mesve, because he had already the shame, the vort is shame. If he already reached the level of shame, that's enough for him to say that he was punished. Mesel asks a question, it says, Kala, what happens if he defecated? Kal of the word v'nikla, we know he humiliated himself. Bein b'rishayna, whether even he didn't get the first smack. Bein b'shni, whether he already got a couple of smacks. B'rishayna means he lifted a hand to smack him, and then suddenly, you know, as he saw that he was about to hit him, he got all, you know, he got all scared and he defecated. Or whether he got a couple of smacks already. Poit, you know, he goes home. But at least the guy lifted his hand, so you sort of started the process. However, nifsuka tzua, what happens if they started smacking him and the belt broke? There has to be a pause. It might take a while till they get another belt. Is bishnia, if he already got a couple of smacks, poitino, so he already got enough humiliation, he can go home. But he's shayna, if they didn't smack me at all that happened was the strap broke, ain't poitino, so that alone is not enough shame. Even though, what do you call it? Well, yet we said before, he fled, he is potter. Because even before they started smacking him. So there, for some reason or another, I guess the fact that you ran away means you showed us how embarrassed you are to be flogged in public. So therefore you showed us that you were very, very embarrassed. Over here, you did nothing. The strap broke on its own. So therefore, when is it considered that you received some kind of embarrassment? Is if you got a flog or two. I feel you more, I might lave karats. So he answered, there he ran away, here he didn't. Meaning that here he ran away shows how bad, how humiliated he is. Here he didn't. Do what happens if they assess, the bezels were told, if he gets the full 39 lashes, they told him if he gets a few lashes, he's kala, he'll definitely wet his pants or he'll defecate. When? Straight away.
Yeah.
They told him as soon as they give him the first smack, this is what's going to happen. Then point to Nisei. Then he can go home. Because that's the whole idea of a nikla, and he's already a nikla. Okay. So that's the first case. First case is where they tell the medical said immediately, as soon as you smack him the first time, he'll defecate right there. So it's already in a state of humiliation. So you don't have to even hit him. He goes home. What happens? Like she yates him a bez, and they told him, "Look, this was eventually going to happen sometime today after all these smacks." Then kala, this was going to happen. Then malkin, I say, give him the full thing. Since it's not going to happen straight away, he'll humiliate much later. Then you have to give him the full lashes. Vloid elafilu kala betchila. Let's say if he defecated before anything happened, then malkin, I say. If he defecated before you lifted your hand, before we said you lifted your hand and then suddenly he saw that strap there in the air, he got all, you know, he went crazy. It's okay, so you already had humiliation. If he didn't do anything yet, just standing there, that's not going to think. And then it says, we call the nikla, that you had to do something before he was humiliated. Not even if he was humiliated before he started. Mishnah. This is what we said before. We learned this a few blot in the beginning of this Pedic. We had a machleket, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. If Chayv and Krisis get Malkus, Rabbi Shmuel said that even Chayv and Mrs. Bezen get Malkus if you were warned for it. And now we had a day, we have Chananya ben Gamliel. Chananya ben Gamliel holds that Kol Chayov and Krisis, like you know, talking about Mishnah, Kol Chayov and Krisis. Anyone who's Chayv Krisis, Shaloku that got Malkus, Niftur Medei Krisasam. That patters him from his kodesh. And then it says, "V'nikle achicha le'einecha," that your brother will be humiliated in your eyes. Kishalok, when he got malchus, hareka achicha. So it's, even though it's chayiv kodesh, but once you get malchus, that's a substitute for kodesh.
So this means he's reinstated as a.
So there's a big mach. This is the big machlekes between. I told you last time, between Maribe Rav and Malbach. when they set up the smicha system in Eretz Yisrael, where the Malbach was totally opposed to it because he was in Shalayim, and the Maariv Rav made it in Tzfas, and he had the Bes Yosef and everyone else on his Bezdin, and the idea was to invite all the Anusim, all the Maranos, to come in, because they all ate Chametz on Pesach and they all ate on Yom Kippur, so they all did Chayav Krisis, and they felt they're not Yidden anymore. Why should they be Frum? So they brought them in, and they gave them Malkus. And you cannot be a Bezin that does that unless you were back from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but he found a Rambam where it says if all the Eden together acknowledge that these are Rabbanim, they can appoint them, and they represent Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael represent Moshe Rabbeinu, and they can appoint them. One of the points of their argument is this very point right here. The Maariv Rav learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Even if you... This is Bes Yosef.
It's
in the 1500s.
Yeah.
So the Maariv Rav argued... The Maariv Rav argued because the Malbach was against it, and he was so strong that once Maariv Rav passed away, it fell apart. The Maariv Rav's argument is, and this is his big chiddush, he wants to learn, the second big chiddush was, first one was to be have smicha. Second one was that even if you were no Edim and no Hasra, in other words, even if you didn't deserve Malkus, in a court of law, you would not get Malkus because where were you Edim, where were you Hasra? There was no Edim Hasra in Spain then. Who was going to give Edim Hasra? And yet, if you come forward to the Bezin and your Maida will give you Malkus, and that administration of Malkus will redeem you, that you don't have to get Kodesh. And what's his basis? He said, Pashan Svara. Madach, in the case where you were warned by somebody else, you weren't even interested, you were warned, and Bezin then gives you Petch because you defied us, and that yet that's a kapara, you don't get Kodesh. Surely the case where you were contrite, that you came forward to the Bezin on your own, and you were Maida, you did an Aveda, and you wanted to do Tshuva, surely the Malkus should be a kapara, Shemechaper. And the other one, and the Jesus. That's Maariv Rav. And that was the whole point, that all the Maranos would come in and get Malkus. They say thousands went through. But the Marbach says no. Only if they deserve Malkus. A Bezin has no right to create Malkus where there's no Malkus. There are certain procedures, the Taita says. And if you follow the Taita, that it's the Taita's Koyach that eliminates, that removes the Kodesh. Not because we have compassion. We have no Koyach for that. We cannot accept Tshuva. If they come to me learning for a few days ago, we can't accept Tshuva in a Bezin. We can't do that. And yeah, the whole Machlek is based on this Mishnah. If you do one mitzvah, surely you should tenosle nafshe. Imagine what the compensation is. Because from the very place where it says the holding of Kodesh, it says the we cut off the people who do this. Then it says, "Ashiyas." Those who don't do it, "Ashiyas oisem." But the mitzvah that you're meant to do, you do them. V'chay bem, you will live with them, and so on and so forth. It says, and the next passage was about erva. So we see that whoever follows chukim will live. Okay. If you're just sitting there and you're passive, you don't do an aveda, noishles chak oisem mitzvah. Give us chal as if you did a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Rebbe says the famous word. It says in Pasuk, Rak Chazak, you need to fortify yourself. Levilti Ochel Zadam, you need to fortify yourself to make sure that you don't eat blood. Ki Adam hu Nefesh, because the blood is a carrier of the Nefesh. Ma im Adam, Madr blood. Shenav she shaladun kotzimenu. Madr blood that a person despises. And yet the Torah has to warn you, Chazak, you know, Chazak levilti achol, and it says Hapoydu shemenu kabas chad, and if you separate from them, you will get all kinds of reward. Then surely, gezel va'aroya shenav shalodem is avelen. Imagine those avedas that a person actually desires them, umachmad dosam, he lusts after them, and if you control yourself, Hapoydu shemen alachas kama v'kama, surely she yiske loyu l'reitzo d'reitzo atzav kodaitis. Imagine the reward you will get. Come to Mechananya ben Akasha. Rotza Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakas Israel. He wanted him lezaka. He didn't figure therefore here, but I'm telling him it's a game. A lot of telling him it's a shame. It says, I should come back to the Yadir. What are you talking about? Let's learn the Rivon. We say this all the time. So let's just learn the Rivon. Pshat. Two lines on the top. What do you mean he wanted him lezaka the Eden? Says the Rivon. Kedei sheyiyu mekabelin schar. He wanted to give them opportunities to have schar. Bameh shemoinin atzim and avedis. He gave them avedis in order to avoid and get schar. Lefichach hirbelehen. He gave them extra avedis that are so easy to do. He gave them avedas that were unnecessary. For example, don't eat blood. Who would eat blood? It's mis. Kama mitzvahs, the kama zharis, al shkotzim v'nevelis. She'en luch adon she'en katmeg. Learning more about Yisrael, we'll see that, you know, people naturally hate it. So why do you make a mitzvah out of it? So the way that Yivon and Pshat of Chalim Lakash is, we're talking about those avedas that are a specific group of avedas that are unnecessary. And why did it? Because we wouldn't do it anyway. And the only reason why the Eishi gave it to us is so we get a schar for not doing it. The Rambam learns in Mishmish Nais, it means Poshet, he gave us 613 mitzvahs. Could have had Zayin mitzvah in the Nech. He gave us so many mitzvahs, only so that we can have more schar.
Pulling out of the petrol station on the corner of Inkerman and Chapel.
Yeah.
And in the shop directly opposite the petrol station is a big sign up in the window: "We serve Irish blood pudding."
What is that?
The Scottish, the blood? Irish, and the English—they make a pudding out of blood pudding. They make it—it's like congealed blood.
Well, the one over his other says Graham actually like it. We'll see.
Christian blood. Yeah, it's a wholemeal. You know where to get the wholemeal one from, don't you?
Oh, my God. Some people argue with him. Who are? I don't understand. You have to tell me that. Taninus Chafeishim Mishnah. You just said Chanan Megillah says that if you have kodesh, you make malchus good enough. It says Ein Bein Shabbos the Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It says in the Mishnah that all those Ein Beins. You actually raised it a few days ago. El Shazaz Doine, but the other one says Doine about kodesh. Here your punishment is skill and your punishment is kodesh. Now the Chayyim according to you, you get malchus as well. So that you punish the other as well, you keep it. Ve'im isa, ide be other move. You get punishment as well. So lecheda is a raya that Mishnah argues with Rabbi Gamliel. Holds there's no malchus by Yom Kippur when there's chorus. There's no place for malchus. We have two answers. More. One answer is Hamani Rabbi Yitzchaki. That follows Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar says Malkus bechayov kishlekov. If you remember the Gemara we had a few days ago, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says chayov is the best. Malkus. Rabbi Kiva says chayov kodesh. Comes along. Rabbi Yitzchak says no. There's no Malkus whatsoever by any of those. So there's no Malkus. That's the Mishnah in Megillah. There's no Malkus. Therefore, there's Kodesh. This is the Adam Zeshemayim. The Tanya, the Yisroel, the Chayov, the Kriyas, the Bechlal, they're all included into Eva Velam, the Yotze, Kodesh, the Chayisa, the Sister, the Adonis, the Kodesh, the Malkus. To tell you that why, that with this Kodesh, there's no Malkus. Rav Ash says, no, you have to say that. I feel the tame with Rabban. Yes, if you gave Malkus on Yom Kippur, you don't get Kodesh. But what's the main punishment of Yom Kippur eating on Yom Kippur? The main punishment is Kodesh. There's a way out by getting Malkus. Mashenka, what's the main punishment of Shabbos? Skila. So that's what we mean. The main punishment is the Shemayim. If you get Malkus, there's no Kodesh. Rabbi Yosef, famous saying, Man Solik Le'ela, who went up to heaven, Va'asa came back, Va'amar told us that this is what the Eibishter decided. Do we know what the Eibishter gives Kodesh or not? A little hard to understand this question because Gemara Moed Katan, Rabbi Yosef himself said, when I reached 60, I made a big party because I'm no longer going to get Kodesh. So we now know if people who ate on Yom Kippur live beyond 60 years old, then we know that there's no Kodesh because they got Malkus. So what's Rabbi Yosef saying? Man, you know, man salik le'ele va'asav amma. Who went upstairs and told us what's going on there? Anyway, Amma le'bayi, Rabbi said, oh, you're asking such a challenging question. How do we know anything happens upstairs? Three things happened down here and above, agreed. Man salig le'el of Osama, who went upstairs and told us this is that he agreed. Gufa, let's analyze it. What are the three things that they did in Miskim and Shemaila Yodam? Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah. What exactly was the problem with Megillah? Either they were adding another, writing down a Ketoret Shebiksav, you know, you're not allowed to write anything down. Or that wasn't the part. The part where the problem was, there was that we davened that this should be La'olam. Remember, all other Megillahs won't be La'olam. The only Megillah that will be forever will be Purim. Like the Rambam brings an end to the Megillah. And that's what the Maskim L'Maila, and Machleg, what that means. Does that mean that all the other ones are no longer valid, or means all the other ones are not read in the community, and these will be read in the Minyan, on Purim, even after Mashiach comes? U'she'ilas Shalom B'Shem. Here Rashi, the Rambam brings two Machleg, two opinions. To say Shalom Aleichem, is he allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? Or actually, look at Rivon, important Rivon. Parallel to the Gemara, She'ilas Shalom B'Shem, that you're allowed to use the Abish's name Shalom. And the Gemara and Baruch, the last page, said because Ace Lasses La Hashem He Fader to the Sechi, allowed to use Hashem's name because people forgot what the Abish's name was. Says the Gemara here, the Mutter for Yvonne, first Pshat, Mutter La Adam Lishol B'Shalom Chaveda B'Shem. You're allowed to say hello to your friend Shalom Aleichem with the using the Abish's name Shalom. Kigoyin Yosim Hashem Alecha Shalom. And the Vain Boy Mishum Moiti Shem Atal, you're not producing Abish's name Atal, that's number one. Hear this? When you see somebody, you have a chiyuv to say shalom aleichem. It's a nice thing, a nice gesture. The Rambam paskins that it's a mitzvah chassidus to say shalom to every person in Hilchos Deis. So nobody he learned the first shot of Yivon. The Yivon same shot you have to. And the machlekes is shalom the Abish's name or shalom is shalom a real one of the Zion shemesh ein chokin is only a kinui. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch brings a fascinating halacha which nobody follows or nobody even heard of. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, similar to Zayin Vav Yodei, paskins that you're not allowed to write the name Shalom. You're not allowed to write Shalom. You have to write Shin Lamed Vav with this apostrophe. And you probably never saw that anyway.
It's one of the
Abish's names. And it's like Shalom Aleichem. You're not allowed to write the word Shalom Aleichem. That's the Abish's name. And then the Shach over there says that people don't follow it, but it doesn't say why not. The Machlek is Shalom one of the Zayin Shemesh Eim Chokin, or is it a kini? Is it only like a kini? Forget. We didn't know. It's supposed to be. But Loi Sasen Kein Lashem Alekechem.
At what point in time did you?
Right. More will ask. When did this start? Shalom Alekechem.
Interesting. When you say the Baal Shem used to ask people how they are, Dafke in order that they should reply. But
Baruch Hashem, not the Abish's name. Shalom is Mamash the Abish's name. Did they say Hashem? The Abish's English word. It's not the Abish's name. Peace is not the Abish's name. Shilu Shalom. However, everyone agrees that if your purpose of writing the word shalom is for the word peace, not to say shalom aleichem or not using the Abish's name, then you're allowed to. I don't think too many people even realize today that shalom aleichem is actually using the Abish's name. Shalom aleichem, but the Abish's shalom should be on you.
That's why people.
People think it means peace to you.
Yeah, but you're
saying shalom in the morning before Davening. Yeah, true. I'm saying the people realize, the average person realize that shalom. Well, you should remember my speech in Mizrahi then. Or let's continue. The havas ma'aser and bringing ma'aser. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mikra Megillah says the kibul kibul Yehudim kaimu lemaila mashe kibul matza that the Eibush accepted what they did down here. Ushiila Hashem says by boyas when the boyas born beis lecha by yemer lakaitzim he said Hashem imachem. And he said the Eibush's name properly. You got to say the Eibush's name for greeting somebody. But Gidon it says Hashem imcha gibur achayil that. Over there it says that Hashem, that Malach said, the Abish is with you, don't worry about it. My Vo'eme wine in the second pasuk. Maybe boy is in on his own. How do you know Mishmael is Kimmel? You're the hand of the Abish agreed to Shema Vo'eme Hashem, Imcha Gibra Chayel. Malach said, the Abish is with you. So what if the Chayel, the Mashah asked, Gideon was before Boyaz? Why even bring Boyaz? Because from Gideon, all you know is that that's how the Abish talks. So Malach is allowed to say the Abish's name. How do you know that ordinary people would do the same thing? So we need both, Boyaz and this. Habos Maisim. My boss is the Pshalagis that they punished the Levim. Ezra punished the Levim because the Levim did not want to go to Eretz Yisrael with him, so he punished that they forfeit their Maisa and the Maisa goes to Koinim. Machlek is Rishayim where the Maisa went only to the Koinim, or the Maisa went to both Koinim, both Koinim and Levim. Also, Machlek is Tanoim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Zayah, and Rabbi Akiva, or went to both. Big problem is like the Taz holds that once whatever the Torah says clearly you cannot go against. How in the world can the Chachamim take Maisa, which the Torah says goes to the Levi and give it to the Koinim? So someone to say they didn't take anything away, they just said, don't give to the Levi. And now you don't give to the Levi, what do I just do with it? So they said, now give it to the Kohen. So it's not like taking away from the Levi. They have a right to say Shavuot Taisa. But Rash and Rivon brings another thing, that Chizkamel did the same thing. He said, bring it to the Oitzis, and he also decided to give Kohenim and Levim. And Rivon brings that Chizkamel initiated a new thing that you should start giving Meiser. The big Machlek told last time, if Meiser is only with the five grains, or mice is also from trees, but mice yerek, everyone agrees, vegetables is only the rabbanon, and that's what Chizki initiated, mice are vegetables, Chizki HaMelech, and that's what mice means here. The Chizki Vavir, call a mice, the Chizki said, bring it to the Oitzah, the Yetel Bebeisi, it'll be by me, or be Chonun, or be Zoyz, Moshan Tzvokas, Yim Lo'eftich Lechem, Zeru Zeshmaim, Vali Kreis Lebrocha, be die, give a brocha forever, my ad be die, what do you mean with no end? Omer Bechomer, Ad Sheyiv Lusif, Zasech, and you little tired, and Meloim, die, saying we're die. A beautiful word I heard from my father once. You know, you have different letters in the alabase come out from different parts of your mouth. The Dalad and the Yud do not come from your lips. Your lips is bump, beis vav mem pei. Dalad is from your tongue, and Yud is from the back of your mouth. So that's pshat. Just like your lips will never tire saying die, because they don't say it. That's how the Eibush will never stop giving you brachas. Amr Rabbi Elazar says, "Begin with the Kemes of Yeruch Hakodesh Beis Hashem." In three places, the three places they were the Yeruch Hakodesh revealed, either Beis Din Shoshem or Beis Din Shoshmul or Haramasi or Beis Din Shoshlema. How do we know? Beis Din Shoshem. The Chassid says, "Vayake Yudu Yemasak can be many." She's right, and this child came from me. How do we know? Yadu Hainu. If she was a harlot, maybe she had with every night with another man. How does Yudu know it's his? Just like he went to her, maybe she had the dalliances with other people. From me, they said Yotzu Kavushim. From me came out. Kavushim means these strong people, these kings. I wanted the Talmud to have kings. I wanted Yudu to have kings, and therefore they both joined together, and I made this happen. So the Ruach Kodesh is the one who said that. What are you paskening? What are we paskening exactly here? What was he paskening?
She was chayv misa. He was going to kill her.
No, but he
was mazaka her bedin.
No. The only thing that we know that yeah. Sorry. We'll soon see in the good question. We'll soon see in the Gemara here. Before Mantani can ask that question, but soon the Gemara says. They respond to me against the Eibushter, v'negem Mashiach against his anointed. That's me. As show me the kachti, did I take one of your cows? V'yomru lo shaktonu v'lo tzonu. And they said, no, you didn't steal it. V'yomen, he says, Eid Hashem Mashiach. He said, the Eibushter is a witness that I never took anything from anybody. You won't find anything by me from yours. V'yomen, and he said, Eid, we're in Eidus. Woman, he said, Klal Yisrael is talking to Shmuel. Vayomer, vayomer Ruben Boyle. Who's vayomer? Vayomer is a basketball man. He ate bedavah zeh. The Eibush said, "I'm an Eider. He didn't take anything from anybody." So we see again, Ruach Hakodesh is mefi in his bezin. But bezdin is shleimer. Even though it says by Yehuda bezin is shame, it can't be shame because shame died a long time before. But anything that anyone that was on bezin at that time was considered bezin is shame, which means it was the bezin there that decided that she has to die. The Beis Din is Shushlaim, the Chassid said, "Vayan Mel Yemer," with the case of the two women who fought over one child, and the king said, "Tunu Lazayela the Chai." Okay, she said, "Let's not cut it, give it to her." Vaymeis Leitim Mesulam Kill Kihima, and she's the mother. Maybe the other woman, maybe she was being smart. She understood that if she says, "I don't want it," she'll get it. It's a basko. Yotze basko. I'm the Hima. That's why you need a basko. On my Rav, Rav said, "I don't see in Das Tachten. You don't need a basko." In all these three cases, Dilma Yehuda Kivan the Choshev Yachviyem. He made a cheshbon. When was the time that he had a dalliance with her? And it worked out 9 months, whatever it is. It worked out exactly to the day. The Srame, it worked out. The Chazina Machzikin Lechem. And the rule is, what you know for a fact, you'll assume is a fact, and make assumptions that maybe other people you know for a fact you have other people know, and it works out exactly the way it is with what you know. So therefore, clear that that's how it is. You don't need a basko. Shmuel Orech Kedesh. Shmuel Nami. Kula Yisrael Kolosh Yochem. Maybe when all the Eden answered together, because they would be achdus about Yomer. Tchsev Yisrael Noisha Hashem. Also in singular, the Yisrael Noisha was helped in singular by Hashem. Or believe in Hashem. Be Shleim Nami Midahokam Rachmas. It's obvious. She had Rachmanus. The other woman said, "Cut the baby in half." Which one do you think is the mother? Ella Gemara. We know for a fact Halach Masina that they had the Ruach Kedesh. We'll stop here tomorrow. We finish the Masechta, the beautiful Gemara tomorrow. We're ending the Gemara.